Welcome everybody to Disney World A to Z. This is the podcast for all things Walt Disney World from A to Z. We'll take you through the magic alphabetically. I'm your host, Emma. I have a very special guest today. Here's Ashley.
Hi, everybody.
I'm so excited to talk to you about your recent trip. So Ashley did After Hours at Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, right?
Correct.
I can't wait to hear about this because we've done the early morning magic thing, but we've never done After Hours, and it sounds so intriguing and tempting.
I think they're super worth it, with some caveats, but I went on a trip in December of last year with my husband and one of my good friends, Miranda, and that was the first time that we did After Hours at Magic Kingdom, and I was like, why does anyone tour the park any other way? This is the best thing ever. This is Disney's best idea. So I wanted to try it again. I just got a new job, so I had like a little week off in between jobs. So I was like, I'm going to treat myself to a solo trip to Disney. But I didn't want to do a full park touring. It was just like too much to do for such a quick trip. So I did the Villains After Hours at Magic Kingdom, and then just the regular After Hours at Hollywood Studios.
It was super fun. During our last trip, we were there in June, and just like being there in the middle of the day, it's extremely hot. Like, it's difficult to move. I was realizing this is why people go to After Hours. Like, you come in the middle of the day, you can barely move, and it's like, why didn't I just wait until tonight and pay the extra?
The heat index, I think, was like 105 during the day. And I went to Disney Springs on Friday, like morning and early afternoon. And it was so hot just there. I can't imagine like being in the park with all those bodies and just trying to navigate. Like, No. So definitely wait till the sun goes down. Wait till the people clear out. It is super worth it.
And so is this on top of your normal ticket or in place of a ticket?
So I did it in place of a normal ticket. A lot of people do it in conjunction with, and I cannot imagine a full day at the park
and then
staying till 1 or 2 a.m. I mean, you got to be really hardcore. I bought these instead of a regular park ticket.
That's really nice, though. So it's like the Halloween party where it's like if you just want to do that, you can just buy that. It's not like I think early morning magic actually was an add-on. I don't think you could do that like just on its own. You had to have a ticket already. But
yeah, well, and these so it's kind of like the Halloween parties where they start. So like the Magic Kingdom one was like 12 to 1, I think, or no, that's not right, 10 to 1. But you could enter the park starting at 7 p.m. and they actually let us in at 6:40. So I got 20 extra minutes, super counted. So yeah, you can enter a little bit early like they do for the Halloween and Christmas parties and stuff, which is nice.
That's awesome. So take us through your trip. When did you arrive?
All right. So I drove in on Thursday and I stayed at the totally blanking already. This is not a good sign.
I do that all the time on things I should definitely know, like restaurants and things.
Where did I just sleep last night? I stayed at All Star Movies, which I had never stayed at an All Star Resort before, but I got one of the remodeled rooms and I actually liked it better than some of the moderates that I stayed at, which is, the remodeled rooms were really nice. It was just me. It was just me in the rooms. So I didn't need to really worry about space, but like the rooms were just as big. They felt a lot more open to me. And I had no trouble with the buses or anything like that. And I'm not like super food motivated. So like the dining not being quite as nice at the value did not bother me at all. But I really love my resort and I would 100% stay there again. It was awesome. So I checked in my room, took a quick nap, and then headed toward Magic Kingdom around 6 o'clock. They let us in the park around 6:40. Nice. And because this was my second Magic Kingdom After Hours event, I was already playing like the comparison game. And the line to get in, I was like, this is different. So it was busier than it was when we went in December. I was like texting my friends. I was like, this is busier than it was. I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. And it was definitely more of a party atmosphere. So because they added this villain overlay, they were treating it a lot like a party. So the little like party brochure is on super glossy paper and there were like specialty treats and merchandise. I was like, So like the one in December, it was like you got a wristband and that was it.
Yeah.
Like there was like no bells and whistles.
Plus when they
had, there were people in costumes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like there was a full someone was dressed as Hades and she had her like hair dyed blue and teased up. She had on a full face of blue makeup.
What?
And I'm like, honey, it is 95 degrees and 100% humidity.
Next level.
mad respect, but how are you not dead? Like, so yeah, there was like tons of costumes, lots of Disney bounding. I Disney bounded as Minnie Mouse, which was not the right choice for a villain event, but but I was not hot, so it was it was fun.
This is kind of like years ago they did a Princess and Pirates party that was like the Halloween party, but not at Halloween. So this is kind of fun that it's like almost kind of like that, because it's not just you get in and you get to ride. It's, there's like a little extra fun.
It was definitely felt like a Halloween party light. So it, like, it was not quite as many people, although it was much busier than I was expecting for an after hours event. But yeah, they had specialty treats and drinks and t-shirts, and they had all these photo pass stations set up with like magic shots, for the villains event. So if you're into the villains, it was 100% like worth it. It just felt, it definitely had a Halloween vibe. They had like spooky villain music playing all over the parks all night. They had special lighting. And then they had two villains overlays. So Pirates of the Caribbean had a little, they had like actors playing some of the characters in the queues. And it was a little bit weird because like you felt like you should interact with them, but you were walking through the queue pretty quickly. So it was like, hi, bye. You're doing a great job as villain. And then Space Mountain had the lights totally shut off. And they were playing music from, I think it was the new Alice in Wonderland movies, but it was like the Queen of Hearts music. And she was yelling at you. So that was, it was pretty fun riding with the lights off. So.
And do they have probably villains like meet and greets for the characters?
They have no character greetings at all. So yeah, so that, no character
greetings.
That's
surprising. Like, especially since the villains branded, you'd think the villains would be there.
So I think, like, I think because there's already so much to do, so I, like, in December when we went, it was weird because we saw, like, there, I remember walking down Adventureland and seeing nobody else. And I'm thinking, did something happen and I'm the only person left in the park? Because this might be my version of heaven.
Am I supposed to be here?
So it was amazing, but like that, there, that definitely did not happen at this event.
Word has gotten out
everywhere. Word has definitely gotten out. Most rides had a 20 to 30 minute wait, which is great compared to during the day, but it's definitely way more of a wait time than I was expecting or had experienced at the previous after hours events.
There are no fast passes. Is that correct?
There are no fast passes. You can use the app. The app does show you the wait times. You can like just, you know, still like that is still up, but there's no fast passes. They essentially like just, you don't scan your magic band or anything. The cast members just like walk you through the queue really quickly. If there's a pre-show, they usually don't show the pre-show. They just kind of like are getting guests through as quickly as possible. There's no parade, but they did walk Maleficent, the Maleficent dragon.
I saw that on your Insta story, I think.
Yeah, she walked through like three times at night. And then at the villain event, there was a Villains Unite the Night show at Cinderella's Castle three times during the evening. The other after hours events do not have any kind of fireworks or show or parade. It's just purely like, I like after hours because if you're just all about the rides, that's what you do. Like, I don't care about shopping. I don't care about eating. I just want to ride everything as many times as I can. So the villains event is definitely more of a party atmosphere. It's more of a, like, if you want to take in the magic of Magic Kingdom, that's what you can do. But I was, I'm going to be honest, I was a little bit disappointed because it was too many people. And I was like, I just want to ride rides. So I'm like so practical. And I was like, people get out of my way. I don't want to wait. I just want to hop on Haunted Mansion eight times in a row and ride it. But I only got to ride it once. I only got to do everything once because it was just so many people and it, like you only had time. And there was a lot that I didn't get to do actually because there were so many people.
I mean, I suppose if they can sell the tickets, they're just going to sell the tickets. But it is too bad because it's branded as a no wait experience. So when there's any wait, it's like, what?
Yeah. So I'm curious because I think the villains event is only for this summer. So I'm wondering if in the fall, if they're going to return to the traditional after hours, which much more scaled down. So I'll, if it's, I probably won't do the villains overlay again, but if it's just like a standard, like basic after hours, I would do that one again. I would pay the money for that.
And maybe it's because it's summer too. Like people are probably more motivated to pay for this and because it's hot during the day and crowded during the day.
Oh, so. Well, and people were having a great, like, people were loving the villains.
Oh,
like,
wow.
there were lots of people out with their little, you know, their GoPros, and I guess they were recording for their YouTube channels or whatever,
yeah.
and they were just so stoked. They were like, this is the best thing ever. Like, there was this one guy, like, after the end of the Villains Unite the Night show, he was recording. He was like, finally, the true heroes win. And I was like, I love you and your passion for this.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I like the villains, but they're like, yeah. they're not my,
they're villains. My
favorite.
So.
Yeah, they're my favorite characters, but, I do, it was super fun to see everyone in costume. And, it was neat to see the Villains Unite the Night show. Cause it was like Hades and Meg were the main stars.
Oh,
and they had,
fun.
I think they had Dr. Facilier, who I really like, and Maleficent and the Evil Queen. And who was the fifth one? Oh, Jafar. They had Jafar. So it was cool. Like, those don't usually get a big presence
yeah.
on the show. So it was neat to see people you don't get to see normally.
Yeah.
And the castle had really cool projections on it all night. Mm-hmm. So all night it had kind of like a villain's projection skin over it. And there was a DJ in front of the castle all night as well, playing like dubstep and
oh,
club
wow.
music. So that was a little disconcerting. I was like, what is happening? Like, Cardi B is playing
oh my
Cinderella
gosh.
Castle.
Like, yeah, where's the Siri with the fringe on the top and the Hello Dolly music?
I know. I'm like listening for the up theme and I'm
yeah.
instead hearing Cardi B. So it was, it was a different kind of mood, but it was super fun. You know, it was just way busier
yeah.
than expected.
I wonder
so,
if
yes.
early morning magic is the same way, because when we went, it was actually really nice. And so early morning magic, you only get Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Peter Pan, and I think Winnie the Pooh. But it was like you could just get off Seven Dwarfs and get back on it, or get off Peter Pan and get back on it. Like, it was, and they also had a breakfast at Pinocchio's Village House that was included. But like, I wonder, I'm sure if they could sell more, they would.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't been to early morning magic, so I can't compare those,
yeah.
but, yeah, this one was just definitely way more crowded than the one I went to the previous, after hours that I went to in December.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a lot done, but, I got all my top ones done. I just didn't get to ride them multiple times.
Yeah.
Like I wished. Like, there's nothing better than just riding Haunted Mansion like 5 times in a row.
Yes.
I love that ride so much.
Like, people mover, like, and they just let you, but I'm sure they don't let you stay on. Wouldn't
yeah.
that be crazy though? The Dune
actually, well, I did not ride People Mover because I didn't stay very long in Tomorrowland, but I think they were like, People Mover did not have much of a run.
Yeah, probably not. So is it everything is open or is anything closed or?
Yeah, in Magic Kingdom, most things are open. Not everything. So like all the shows close.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Monsters Inc. Laugh 4
yeah,
was
sense.
Not open. But most things are open. So like, and of course, all the big ones are open. All the mountains are open. Mine Train is open. Even Mickey's PhilharMagic stayed
oh, wow.
open. So, but basically, like, don't count on any of the shows
it's
and anything
mostly
that requires
the
high
level stuff.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So, but I got to do, I'm looking at the attraction list and I got to do most everything.
Nice.
I passed on Country Bear Jamboree. Can you imagine?
Can't blame you.
I passed on a lot in Fantasyland because the lines were longer than I would have, than I thought was worth it. It's like Peter Pan's flight had like a 30, 45 minute wait at one point.
That's bad enough. Like for after hours, like. Oh.
And I'm just going to say it, like, Peter Pan's Flight is the most overrated ride. Like, I don't understand why that ride always has such a long line. But especially after hours, I was like, I have more bigger, like Big Thunder, Splash, these are my priorities, I got to go. So I'm like running in the, no, I'm not running, but I'm walking very quickly in the park. Like, excuse me, I have Haunted Mansion to get to.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was really fun. And then it was nice because the event ended at 1 a.m., but then the last Villains Unite the Night show did not start until 1.
Oh, okay.
And then as soon as the show was over, that was when the last Maleficent, like, mini parade came through. So I did not actually walk out of Magic Kingdom until like 2:30.
Wow.
Yeah. See. They kept the main shop open on Main Street as well.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
that's one way they've learned recoup some of their money.
Yeah.
We went in December. There were like no extra food purchases, no extra shopping. It was like you only could have like the free snacks and drinks.
Yeah.
So all throughout the night, you can get free bottled waters and sodas.
Oh, cool.
And then they have like the Mickey bars and then the ice cream sandwiches and like the strawberry bars.
Nice.
You can just get as many as you want of those
gosh.
Throughout the evening. So there were definitely some backpack
yes.
for loading. Like,
oh my gosh.
Just loading up. But I mean, I guess like if those things are so expensive during the day, if you count
yeah.
count the value of what you would normally
they're
pay,
like
then that's one way.
$5 a pop. And yeah, how much was the after hours ticket again?
The villain's overlay was 139. Okay. Yeah, 139.
So that's, so you could, you know, pretty quickly 26. Too. Yeah, if you had 26 Mickey bars, something around that.
Yeah, I only had one Mickey bar, two waters, and one Coke, so I was a lightweight. I did not earn back my money, but I'm all about the rides, so I wasted no time, in those lines. But yeah, so you can get that. But then they also had, like I said, the specialty, like cupcakes and drinks. Some of them looked really cool, but I was too pragmatic for that.
And they probably cost extra. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did. They definitely did.
Really disappointed in the party food that cost extra at Mickey's Not So Scary last year. Yeah. Like, it looked beautiful, and we expected it to taste great, too, but it just was not special at all. Like, yeah, it was too bad.
Yeah, I'm looking at the little flyer. It was like so they have DeVille's Treat, which is a brownie topped with black and white icing. So, you know,
yeah,
no big deal there. They had a drink called the Hades Temptation, which is a frozen non-alcoholic purple Cosmo topped with a gummy worm. Wow. The one that I saw a lot of people running for was Dr. Facilier's Tarot Card Tart, which was at Sleepy Hollow. This one looked really good. It was a chocolate tart shell, peanut butter filling, and dark chocolate ganache with tarot card chocolate piece. And there was a Headless Horseman brownie. And then they had a Dragon's Breath float, which is lemon soft serve, and then cherry and Sprite with green cherries as the dragon's eyes.
Oh,
so I've never seen a green cherry before. But and then they had Yzma's Llama Potion, which this one, everyone was lining up for this one too. A transformative strawberry chilled concoction covered by an evil cloud. So it had, you know, like dry ice, and it was bubbling. So it looked really cool too. But not for me.
Guaranteed to turn you into a llama.
Definitely. Yeah. And not when I have Haunted Mansion to ride.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so I basically, like, the party ended. I watched the last show of Villains Unite the Night. I watched Maleficent come through, and then I just shopped for a hot minute. Yeah. And they kept that open. But then, of course, you can get some shots on Main Street while no one is there, which is pretty nice, especially with the castle with that different skin on it than it normally has. Yeah. It was pretty fun, just busier than I would have liked. But, especially if you're into villains, definitely worth the value, I think.
Yeah.
So, and then I came home and crashed.
I bet.
Went back to my hotel room. I think I barely brushed my teeth and then crawled into bed and was like, I am done. So the next day I did the after hours at Hollywood Studios, which I was much happier with.
Yeah.
Because it was much less busy. I got to ride everything that I wanted to ride with almost no line at all.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, it was 100% how it was supposed to be. And because there are fewer rides at Hollywood Studios, they did have character greetings.
Oh, wow.
So I got to meet Mickey and Minnie, Olaf, Chewbacca, BB-8. They had Kylo Ren there too, but again, I'm not a huge villain fan usually. And then they had all the Toy Story pals, so Buzz, fine. Woody, and Boo. And this was the coolest thing ever because my nephew turned 3 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
on the 19th. So when I was there, he was having his birthday. So I went to all the characters and had each of them sing with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Birthday to him. That's adorable. And then when I got home, I edited it all together and did a happy birthday supercut and sent it to him. And apparently he watched it like 35 times. So that was super fun. There was time for that because the crowds weren't bad.
Yeah.
The cast members at Olaf were actually like begging people to come visit Olaf. I was like, oh, he's so sad. He's all alone.
He's great.
But I walked in, they're like, are you visiting Olaf? I said, yes. They're like, thank you so much. And the customer like gave me a sticker. He's like, this is for visiting Olaf. He's like, actually, here, take 2. I was like, oh my God, y'all are so bored. But it was great because there was time, like there was more time to visit the characters. You didn't feel rushed. And the cast members were just so like the Hollywood Studios cast members during this event, like mad props. They were amazing and so happy all night. And it was just, they really added to the experience of how great and accommodating they were. So, and it was fun to put together a little birthday treat for my nephew.
That's so
cool.
Cause it's not the whole park. Cause there are lots of shows at Hollywood Studios. So those are closed.
Yeah. So all the shows were closed. I'm looking at the list. So yeah, the handout for the Hollywood Studios After Hours was only like a very small, like one panel.
Not the
thing.
Glossy. Is it the same price as Villains?
It was $125.
Okay.
So a little bit cheaper. But they had, so let's see, I told you about all the characters. So they had Star Tours was open, Slinky Dog, Alien Swirling Saucers, and Toy Story Mania were open. Star Wars Launch Bay was open. And then Rock and Roller Coaster was supposed to be open, but in the first half hour of the event, it had technical difficulties, and it never, to my knowledge, never reopened. So I had a fast pass for it before I, when you enter the park early, they do allow you to make fast passes. So that was really nice. So even though I'm not buying a full park ticket, I can make fast passes before the event starts. So I had three fast passes.
So from like seven to 10 or whatever.
Yeah, 7 to 10, nice. You can make fast passes. So I was able to make two for Hollywood Studios, and I luckily had one for Rock and Roller Coaster because it closed down. Mm. I was in line when they made everyone leave the building, which stinks if you didn't get a fast pass for it before. Yeah. But I mean, I guess that's one of the risks of these events is that you never know what's going to be up.
Did they do anything special? Like, here's a fast pass for tomorrow or anything like that?
Yeah, they were giving everyone a fast pass that they could use at any of the parks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But not for any of the e-ticket rides.
Oh, that kind of defeats the purpose.
I know. Everyone was like, oh, never mind.
Get excited and they're like, this is lame. When we were at Early Morning Magic, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was down for probably the first half hour. It was like long enough. And what they did was everyone could, it was like you had a rolling free fast pass until noon. Yeah. So you could you couldn't ride it and then get off and get right back on, but you could ride it and then get right back in the fast pass plus line until noon.
Yeah.
But that's too bad.
Well, we had a lot of rain too, both days. There were huge thunderstorms that came in, around 4 or 5 o'clock, those late summer Florida storms. So like Slinky Dog was closed for a long time. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was closed for a really long time. So, even when I got to the park, or when I got to Magic Kingdom on Thursday, Jungle Cruise had been closed. And the fast pass line for Jungle Cruise wove like all the way back to Adventureland, the entrance almost. And I had never seen a line for Jungle Cruise that long. Yeah. I mean, like, I adore Jungle Cruise, it's my favorite ride, but I'm not going to wait in a fast pass line that long for it necessarily. So so the rain had been a big issue, and now obviously with Rock and Roller being indoors, that was not the cause. But yeah, people were a little upset, understandably. Tower of Terror was open as well. So those were the things that were open, and basically any of the shows. Woody's Lunchbox stayed open during the entire night, so you could buy things for purchase there. So that was a little nice, because otherwise all the restaurants are closed down.
Did they have the free water and Mickey bars again?
Yeah, they did. They had all the same snacks. Now, at Magic Kingdom, they kept those carts open past the event time. So as you were walking out, people were just like, they were like, here, take as much as you want. And they were just like popping popcorn and like throwing
it at
people.
Let me get out my cooler.
I was like, dang, I should have brought a backpack. Yeah. Like, I don't even really drink soda that much, but I felt that I should load up. But at Hollywood Studios, they had them closed. 12:01, they were gone.
Boring.
And, like, no one could get extra stuff. And I was like, come on, Disney. Y'all are earning enough money. You can give people the free soda. So they did have those carts lined up, which is really nice because it's still, even though it's nice, it's still hot and it's still, humid. So it's nice to be able to just drink water and hydrate and all that. I had a much better experience with rides at Hollywood Studios. I got to ride everything that I wanted. And I ended the night by riding Slinky Dog Dash 5 times in a row.
Oh my gosh.
It was amazing.
When else can you ever do that?
It was incredible. So we went to Walt Disney World in December, and we had to do rope drop for Slinky Dog. And it was great. But we only got to ride it that one time. We were there for a week and it was like, we're never going to get to ride this again unless we wait in line for 4 hours. And I don't have time for that. So to ride it 5 times in a row back to back was awesome. It was so great. And one of the cast members, how it says on their name tag where they're from. And I guess she was in the college program because it said Mississippi State, and my parents went there. So we had a little moment. And she let me pick if I wanted to sit in the very front or the very back. I was like, yes, connection, Mississippi State. So hat tip to her. It was just really, really fun. Really, really fun. And basically, like, all night you could, a Slinky Dog was the only thing that had a line. Mm-hmm. Tower of Terror had, you know, it was posted at 15 or 25, but I was done in 5 minutes. Yeah. And even the Slinky Dog posted wait times were longer than the actual wait time. Mm-hmm. So I didn't wait for much of anything except for Slinky. And even then it was only like 10 or 15 minutes. So No complaints there about the crowds. And it was great that all the characters were out and everyone was just in a really great mood. And it was a good night.
That's so fun. So this was from 7 to 10, or no, from 10 to midnight, this one?
Yes. I think it was 10 to midnight. Yeah, 10 to midnight. Cool. So they let you in at 7.
Nice.
As well. And they actually, like, 6:40, I was in the gate. Yeah. So they did a little bit early, too, which was really nice. So but
cool. I kind of wish I could do this, and then I would just ride Toy Story Mania nonstop and try to actually perfect it. Because, like, I've sometimes watched on – it's so hard when you just ride it once a year and you have the fast pass and then it's over. But
so I joke, like, because I was by myself this trip, and I joke that even when I play against myself, I still lose because I'm so bad.
It's so
in, like,
hard.
Buzz Lightyear game, I'm so bad at it. I'm so bad. I think my score was, like, 125,000 or something embarrassing. It was awful. It was so terrible.
If you ever look online, though, there is, like, Toy Story Mania cheats. And apparently there's one room where, like, if you hit, I think it's the plates that go up in the army men room. And if you and your fellow player hit them both at the same moment, like, the whole screen transforms. And, like, something crazy happens. And I've always wanted to make that happen. But it's so hard. Like, it's
impossible.
I could
not be the person to make that happen. I could not do it. No, my husband is really good. My husband is really good at these things. He's so good at them. And I'm just like, I can't. I'm terrible. Like, I love the ride. I have a fun time doing it. But I'm just like, don't count on me to score high.
I don't know how people even figure this stuff out. Because it's, like, so obscure. Like, how did you know that hitting that pig and then the chicken would result in...
I know. It's a special gift. And I'm glad people have it. But I am not one of them.
Oh, well, that's so fun. So did you go to Disney Springs that morning?
Yeah, I went to Disney Springs that morning. I love the Disney Style Store, so I wanted to stop by there. And, of course, I went to the World of Disney, although I did not buy anything, which
excellent self-control.
I don't think has ever happened. I don't know if it's just because I was just there in December, but the merchandise did not seem to be quite as, I guess, to my taste as it has been in the past. But, you know. You win some, you lose some. But the Disney Style Store always is a hit with me. I love that kind of, like, Oh My Disney type stuff. I bought a super cute Tiki Room raincoat.
I have that one, too. I saw that on your Insta story. I was like, I love that raincoat.
I love that raincoat so much. I wanted to buy the umbrella, but it felt a little cheap, so I didn't. Yeah. I didn't match it. And I have the Tiki Room dress from the dress shop. So
oh my gosh, that's perfect.
At some point, I just need to not be wearing an entirely Tiki Room outfit, but I don't know when that day is. So I ate at Earl of Sandwich and went to the Cherry Tree Lane and just kind of, like, it was a pretty relaxing day despite it being hot. But it was nice. I got there, I think, around 11 a.m., so it was not busy at all.
Nice.
And, of course, it picked up during the afternoon, but it was really nice just killing some time, some free time. If I had been smart, I would have packed a swimsuit and done some swimming at my resort because there was nobody in the pool at all. Like, it was so empty.
Oh my
resort felt like there was nobody there.
Wow.
So I am convinced that these are the way to do a Disney trip. So I told my husband the next time we go, we are going to do nothing but buy after hours tickets. Lazy day in the morning, swimming, going to Disney Springs, whatever, and then not go to the park till night. It is, like, the ideal way to go as long as you don't mind missing out on, you know, some of the shows and shopping and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
that is a pretty unique opportunity to get to ride, like, Slinky Dog that many times in a row or during normal times at Magic Kingdom to get to ride all those rides just nonstop.
It's so great. And I think, like, especially if, like, that's what you really enjoy doing is the rides, which is definitely my case. you can't miss with these After Hours events. I haven't been to the After Hours at Animal Kingdom. Some of the reviews I've read say that basically there's just not enough rides open to justify the cost of the ticket, because like they don't open Kilimanjaro Safaris. And that's kind of like a big, that's kind of a big one.
So
I haven't been to that one, so I can't judge it for myself. And then Epcot, of course, doesn't have one. But that would be kind of fun, like an After Hours at the World Showcase.
Non-stop Grand Fiesta or non-stop Impression de France. That was what I would do.
Not that that ever has a line anyway. I'd be like endless food at one of the pavilions. I can't pick a favorite. They're all good.
They're so good. Yeah. I wonder when they have like the newly renovated Epcot that they've been, you know, advertising the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Like maybe after all that's open, then they'll do an After Hours at Epcot because there'll be more.
And I'm wondering when Galaxy's Edge opens in Hollywood Studios if they're going to do like an overlay or you know, like a Star Wars After Hours. Or if they like, because they could charge, you know, way more than they are now, unfortunately, and let a lot more people in. But I'm wondering if they were doing it. It was really fun at the top of Slinky Dog. You could really see Galaxy's Edge, all the spires and towers and mountains. I was like, there it is. I won't get to go in anytime soon, but there it is.
Yeah, it'll be so interesting to see how that plays out, because obviously at Disneyland in California, like, it's been surprisingly quiet. Like, it surprisingly has not been slammed. I suspect that that won't happen at Disney World just because there are so many more tourists and Disneyland is more locals, but it'll be really interesting to see.
And well, Disneyland, like, they limited their annual pass holders so much that all of the basically the Southern California pass holders haven't been able to go until later this month, I think it is, or in August. So I have a friend that's going the first week in September. So when is it open in Florida? Like August 29th, I think.
Yeah.
So they're going like the week after.
Oh boy.
And she asked me to make her fast passes for her. And I did. And I was like expecting it to be kind of a nightmare because I was like, everyone's going to be there. I got everything for her.
That is so interesting.
Like, I got her Flight of Passage, I got Seven Dwarves, I got Slinky Dog Dash, like, I got literally all of the big ones that you can get. And then on top of that, she was able to make a reservation for Be Our Guest every single day.
Oh my gosh. Like,
and she had missed her dining reservation window because they booked their trip kind of late. So she had missed the 180-day mark, and I warned her, I was like, you may not be able to get it. And she was like, oh, here it is. Here's another one.
Crazy.
Oh, here's a third one. I was like, oh, so I don't know, like, I don't know if the crowds are... you never know, but we'll see.
Wow, that does seem to say it's going to be more of a California Disneyland situation. Wow. See, when I heard that Disneyland's Galaxy's Edge was like empty, I was like, oh, I wish I could plan a trip to you know, California right now. And now I'm thinking maybe, because all along we've been like, oh, there's no way we're going to Galaxy's Edge when it first opens, just because it was so stressful. Like, I don't want to deal with those crowds. Yeah. But now it's like, if everyone's thinking that and there are no crowds, maybe we should go.
And I think that's been, like, from everyone that I've talked to, that's kind of been their attitude. That's definitely how me and my husband are thinking. It's like, we don't want to go when it first opens because it's going to be so busy. And especially since they're not opening the other ride immediately. I think a lot of people are postponing their trips until the second one rides. So, but I'm kind of like you. Like, when I got the new job, I was like, I want to go to California. But I live on the East Coast, so I couldn't afford the flight and the tickets. But, I'm like kicking myself for not budgeting for that because it would have been amazing to see.
Yeah. For something like After Hours, that second ride especially will make a difference in Galaxy's Edge because like probably they'd wait to do a special After Hours until they're both open because, I mean, it would be fun to ride the Millennium Falcon nonstop, but it would be more fun if there were two, so.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, and with it being like a 3D kind of ride, I don't know if I could ride it.
That's true. With Animal Kingdom, I'm not sure I could do Flights of Passage nonstop. Yeah. Navi River Journey, I would so do nonstop. But Flights of Passage, I could probably only manage once.
When I went to Universal, I went to Harry Potter World a couple of years, you know, last December. And I don't get super motion sick with those 3D rides, but my husband does big time. So we got off the Hogwarts, the like Escape from Hogwarts ride or whatever it's called, not Escape from Hogwarts, but the big one in the castle. And like my husband like immediately was sick because it was just so but I was not, and I wanted to ride it again with my friend, and she was like, I don't think I can ride it again right now. Like, it's a little rough. I need a break. So I might get to it 2 or 3 times before I was like, all right, my body's catching up with me now. But the Slinky Dog, 100%. 10 times, 15 times, 20 times in a row. That's all I wanted to do all night.
This was so fun to hear about After Hours. I feel like I've been hearing a lot about it, but I didn't know exactly what it was like. So this was awesome.
Yeah. I super recommend them, especially if you've already been to the parks and you kind of know what to expect and it's not your first experience. Mm. And if all you want to do is ride rides and even meet villains at Hollywood Studios anyway, or meet characters at Hollywood Studios, it's definitely, you can do that. It's super fun.
Nice.
Recommend it.
Do you want to tell us where people can find you?
Oh, yeah. So I have a Bookstagram.
We like books world. Around here. The Bookish Kingdom.
I do like books for sure. So it's BigWorld_books on the Instagrams. That's where I am.
Yeah, I'll leave that linked in the show notes as well. So thank you again for being on.
Yeah, it's been so much fun, Emma. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. We hope you have a magical day. Watching, listening, obviously.